festa de embalo, quero ver forró. Vou dançar forró, vou me balançar, passar agarradinho, rostinho com rostinho, seguir o teu carinho. Good morning, friends. This is Jacob from Portuguese 360. Today I got a special guest on the show named...
Leah.
Wow. Thank you, Leah, for coming today.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
it. Thanks for
having me. What are you going to be telling me about today?
So today I'm going to be talking about Fá, which is a traditional genre of music in Brazil. Are you super familiar with this genre or have you heard it before?
No.
Okay. That's good. So we're going to talk a little bit about like where it came from and the history behind it and kind of its importance in society and culture.
Awesome.
So Fá is a combination of many traditions and musical styles of Northeast Brazil. Traditional instruments used in this are the accordion, triangle, and zabumba, which is kind of like a drum.
Wow, that's so cool. Tell me some more about the history of that.
Yeah, so Fá originated in Northeast Brazil. It was mainly spread through migration from the Northeast to other parts of Brazil during the 60s and 70s. A key role in this was Luiz Gonzaga because he actually entered a competition for a radio station similar to what we're on now. And he won. And that's where people were like, okay, I want to hear more about this music. And that's kind of like the spread of Faha. And it has gone through a lot of different transitions through the 80s and 90s with new instruments being introduced. And yeah, these included guitars, electronic bass, and the keyboard. There's two different kinds. There's electronic Fá and university Fá. University Fá emerged in the 90s.
Very neat. Tell me some more about the dance that's associated with Fá.
Yeah, so Fá typically is danced in pairs, and it's a closed hug position, so it's a very intimate dance that's accompanied with the music.
Very cool. And I know you talked a little bit about how it plays with the society and culture, but tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Fá was influenced by Africans, Portuguese, and Native Americans, and something really interesting is more recently Native Americans have like posting videos of this music so they get more recognition for its originality. Faha also represented a variety of Brazilians. It still does. While samba is often recognized as a large part of the Brazilian identity, it misses a lot of the less well-known parts of Brazil. This is because the Northeast is especially known for being poor and undeveloped compared to the South. So in that way, the South is disproportionately modern and wealthy and represented more in their society and culture. But someone that goes by the name of Gilberto Gil, he called Fá the most important genre in Brazil after samba. And he's a famed tropicalia and MPB musician and the current Brazilian Minister of Culture.
Sweet. I love hearing about that. Now let's actually hear some of the music.
Yeah, so we're going to take a listen a little bit more to the one with our intro. This is more traditional Faha compared to the more modern. So here's a little snippet of that. Okay. And then here's a little bit of the more modern version of Fá. E essa vai a todos os aniversariantes do dia. Grande abraço do Frank Aguiar. So as you can tell, they're very different from each other, and that's what makes it so interesting is while it's the same genre of music, it's not easily like detectable. So like with the keyboard, it makes such a different sound than traditional Fado, which mainly uses the triangle, the drum, and the accordion. So that's got a little bit more of electronic sound to it versus the older version. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, I really think that my ears tend to lean towards more the moderate, but I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, Great thoughts. Well, thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, of course. Wrap things up. See you guys again next time on Portuguese 360.